welcome to the Bury Sound Preview Show here on Cambridge 105. So far, we've seen Gabby go through to the final from Heat 1, and she was followed last week by Jasmine Canham, the winner of Heat 2. This week, the action moves to the Haverhill Arts Centre, and I'm going to be talking in a little while with the Broccoli King, For the Hornets, and Vibration. But I'm going to start by having a quick chat with someone returning from last year's competition, but this time she's bringing a few friends with her. We meet Shannon Elsden. So, Shannon, I mean, welcome back to Bury Sound.
Thank you.
Why again? Why are you back this year?
It was a fun event last year, and I met so many nice people, and it was a case of I've actually taken a couple of months kind of out of gigging. I haven't been gigging for a while, because obviously I was completely a solo performer before. And it got to a point I was bored. I didn't like playing on my own. I was looking at all these other bands and thinking, you're having so much fun. I don't like playing by myself. And I could see this vision in my head of what I wanted. And so decided to build up a band behind me. So now I've got a drummer and a bassist. And I thought, I've got to go back this year and show the difference in what I've done since last year.
What a fantastic idea. That'll be brilliant. I'm sure somewhere in the archives I've got recordings of you last year, so I might dig those out if you're very
Please
good.
Don't.
How has that changed the artistic process for you now, working with a band rather than being a soloist?
It definitely came as quite a hit. I didn't expect it to be as difficult as it was. I kind of thought, oh, I know what I'm doing. As long as I kind of tell them roughly what to do, it'll be fine. But there's so much different things to take into account of when you're going to rehearse, how you're going to rehearse, how long for. Do they know what they're doing? Do they know what they're doing? Because I don't play bass or drums. I wish I did, but I don't. So I've got this idea in my head of what I want to play, and I've kind of just got to write my own stuff and then explain to them what I have in my head, which is quite fun when I'm trying to make bass sounds and drum sounds with my voice. It's quite entertaining to watch, I think. But it's definitely been more difficult, but I think I've become more creative with it in a way, because all of a sudden I'm finding all these new things that I can do with my music and such a better sound, and it's all become a lot more interesting.
Was it easy for you? Because I'm guessing you let them have some input.
Oh, definitely.
was that easy for you to do, to be able to start accepting other people's ideas into your creations?
My drummer is actually the same drummer as the Fifths. We have the same drummer, because I met them at last year's Bury Sound, got to know him really well, and now he's playing drums for me as well. So I'd known him for a while, I'd seen the sort of stuff he could play, so I kind of had that confidence in him of, if I kind of tell him the basic idea of what I want, I know that he'll be able to really make something of it. My bassist, on the other hand, I hardly really knew her, in a way. I was kind of looking for a bassist, couldn't find one anywhere. Then worked out someone I'd spoken to several times before actually played bass. So I kind of got talking to her about it, got her to watch a couple of my gigs, and she was like, yeah, I really want to play. So it's more a case of we'd sit there and kind of talk together on what we were thinking, but we always seem to have quite a similar idea of what we want anyway. And she's very quiet, so she didn't want to put much input in at the moment anyway, which I'm trying to get out of her. I'm trying. But yeah, it's been nice to have other people's input as well. It's not just, it's all relying on me. Like, if I'm stuck, I can ask for help. So in a way, I've actually liked it more, having their input now.
How has it evolved, your sound?
In a way, my music's probably a lot happier now. Which was always the problem that we had before. Everyone was like, oh my God, your music's nice, but it's so down. Like, it's so sad. Which I always found I just couldn't find that something to kind of push this happy sound out of me. And now I'm looking through my set and I'm like, oh, like at least three quarters of this set is really upbeat. Like I've still got one or two songs that still kind of fit with the sort of thing I used to do, because that will never disappear. But I'm now able to bring in these more upbeat things. And I was realising that by me playing the same sort of thing I was playing before, but adding in more upbeat drums or a really cool bass line, all of a sudden it was making this tune that was this tiny little sad tune into this big piece that's actually a lot more upbeat and happier. So it's really developed my music a lot.
Walks alone at night, crawling down back alleys. She's
Has it changed how you approach the lyrics as well?
I don't think so necessarily. I think, because I tend to write the guitar side of things first, then put the lyrics to it, and then build the rest of it. So in a way, I think the lyrics and the guitar are kind of staying roughly the same. The guitar can change a little bit. The lyrics will probably change with my mood. That's when they change. It depends on what's going on in my life and how I'm feeling, really. That's always how it has been. I've written what I know. I've written how I feel. All my songs are filled with true stories and emotions, or at least started off from a true story. So I think my lyrics will always change and have a different sound to them, but that's because I'm changing as a person more than everything else is changing, really.
Now, we obviously we've spoken that you were in last year's and you met some great friends.
Oh, definitely.
And you're, you know, sharing a drummer now with the Fizz,
yeah.
Which kind of stumps my next question, because I'm always interested to know, if you could choose one of the artists in Bury Sound this year to form a super group with, who would it be? But have you already answered that, I wonder?
It probably would be the Fizz. I've dropped some hints in there several times of, oh, maybe we could, like, collab. which I actually ended up writing vocals for one of their songs before, because I was sat at a rehearsal that they were doing, and they were like, we've got this song, we want to do it tomorrow, but we have no lyrics. And they were literally getting to the point that they was at that desperation that they were going to sit down, each say a word and write it on a whiteboard. And I went, no, you're not. Took the whiteboard pen and said, use these temporarily until you can find something. And then eventually, months after, they rewrote them. But I've always loved their music. I think, personally, I'd say they're some of the most talented musicians that I know so far. I mean, there's so many more out there, so I'm not going to put a full stop on it, but they are some of the most talented musicians I know, and I love their music, so probably the Fizz.
And you must have been through looking at certainly the act in your heat, but maybe the other heats as well. Mm-hmm. Who's really caught your eye this year?
I found it quite interesting that in Heat 2, it was a very similar situation to what I was in last year, where I was on my own as an acoustic artist with four all-male, like, indie rock kind of bands, and I felt very small in the middle, especially being third in line. It was two, then me, then two more. So when I looked at Heat 2, to see that it was only Jasmine that was on her own and the rest of them were these big bands, I thought, oh, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But to see that she actually won kind of made me think, at least, like, there is something there for people on their own. It was quite inspiring, really.
And it's interesting because, as you say, Jasmine won last week, but she's done the reverse journey, hasn't she? Because
yeah.
She was in Kilo Down last year and now she's gone out as a soloist.
Yeah.
And I was asking her if she feels more intimidated going out on her own than just being stripped back and acoustic mm-hmm. without the band around her. Do you feel you've got more confidence now you've got the band around you as a backup?
I think so, yeah. I think I always had quite a bit of confidence, or at least pretended to, before. Like, I was always so nervous, but kind of was like, Shannon, just act cool, you'll be fine. But I think by having the band there now, I'm a lot happier with what I'm playing as well, so I have more confidence in that. Plus, I've got other people there. I'm not just on my own with all the eyes staring at me. I think in a way, though, it's quite nice for people to have that part of their journey where they are on their own. It's kind of that time to work out what you want as an individual. Because in a way, I kind of worked out what I wanted wasn't that. But I had to do that to realise that. So I guess I'm more confident now, but I'm glad I had that time before, because otherwise I don't think I'll be quite who I am today.
So this has all evolved over the last 12 months. How many gigs have you played together as a band now?
This is going to be our first.
Oh, that's
don't
brave.
Don't know if I want to say that. We've got, it's pretty much all new music, only one of the songs we played last year, and we decided to keep it in because it had such a good sound to it. My brother actually played cajon to it last year. One or two people that were there might remember. And now I've got full drums and bass in it as well, which has definitely changed it. Apart from that, we've played, me and my drummer, Matt, we played two of the songs before at a gig, but he was playing little electric drum pads while I was on an acoustic guitar. Now it's with the full band, so pretty much everything is brand new. First time we've played as a full band together. So it's experimenting at its finest, but it should be fun.
So how many songs have you got in the band's catalogue now?
We've got about six in the catalogue at the moment, because we started off playing the six. We thought we don't want to overload ourselves, you kind of want to concentrate here at the moment. We've ended up taking one out and just having the five for this set, which means we've got one spare for if gigs get a little bit longer, and then over time we can start to work on more. But to be perfectly honest with you, whether I should admit this or not, we only actually started rehearsing together in January. So it's not a case of it's been going on for months. We've been trying to work things out, get things together. I've been trying to work out what songs I want, writing new stuff. We've only actually been rehearsing since January. So we've got about six songs and we're trying to build on them now.
when you say since January, are you meaning the end of January or a little bit longer?
Probably like middle of January, because it's now, what, beginning of February?
Yeah, exactly. I was wondering.
Yeah, I think it's been interesting, we'll put it that way. Me and my bassist live very close together, so we've been able to have like a rehearsal every week, whereas my drummer Matt lives about a 40-50 minute drive away. So when we're gonna rehearse with him, we make sure it's worth it. So we'll go over, we might have had about three rehearsals, I think, but they've all been about 5 hours long, which at the end of it I'm trying to drink honey and lemon because my voice is trying to disappear. But, so it's been interesting trying to rehearse.
Obviously, you won't have any music out as the band yet, will you? You won't have done an EP
release
track.
We do actually have a song out.
You do?
We was working on it kind of together before we was rehearsing together, which sounds very complicated. But essentially, I was discussing the parts with each other and that, and then I went to a producer and said, can we make this work? Which was actually Mike from M Race Audio. He was amazing with it because I kind of turned up on my own, said, here's my guitar, here's what I've written, now we need to work on it. And he goes, oh, okay. And I kind of discussed with my drummer and my bassist roughly the ideas of what we wanted, and then my producer kind of helped us along with it and stuff. So If This Isn't Love, which is our first single as a band, is out for everyone to hear. We've then also just recorded a second one, and it actually comes out the same day as my Heat of Berry Sound, which was some good timing in a way. A lot of stuff happening in one day, but that's called People in the Haze, which has this really funky bass line. So that should definitely be interesting to see what people think, because that is a little bit different to what I'd usually play.
So where can we get hold of them?
Pretty much any major downloading and streaming site, so Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, Apple Music, everywhere pretty much.
And just search for Shannon Elston.
Just search for Shannon Elston, it's everywhere, yeah.
Excellent. You've got Facebook as well, haven't you?
Yes, I've got Facebook and I've got Instagram. My Facebook is Shannon Elston, but obviously my music page on there, which is it helps you through it. It's got pictures of me with guitars. It's quite self-explanatory. And then I've got an Instagram, which is Shannon Elston Music, where I tend to post pictures of the band and stuff.
Hi, you're listening to the Berry Sound Preview Show on Cambridge 105 with me, Ian Bonham. And I was chatting there with Shannon Elston, who was telling us about her return to Berry Sound this year after competing in the heats last year. Now, after a lovely quiet chat with Shannon, nothing had quite prepared me for meeting the guys from Vibration. Right, guys, Vibration, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do you want to introduce yourselves?
Okay.
Who have we got?
Sam, do you want to start?
So, my name's Sam. Sam Lott, Lott. And I'm the lead singer.
I'm the drummer, Alistair. I joined maybe 2 years ago, was it now?
Well, we've only been around for like 2 years.
Yeah, so I must have joined like 1.5 years ago.
And we'll tell you the story in a minute. I'm Jack, I'm the guitarist.
Well, I suppose you better start this story then, Jack. How did it all come about?
So it started actually at a school talent show. And yep. So me and Sam, we both wanted to go just go to the school talent show. And then just randomly we decided to go... just play it together.
And we played Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
They're a great band, by the way. And we just played. And then Mr. Rose, Richard, he signed us up to play at the Portland Arms. And then it got announced in the school assembly. And I think
Oh my God, yeah. I remember I was so mortified when I first stood up on the stage for the first time. Yeah. And now I cannot believe it. I'm, like, here in a recording studio, like, 2 years in the future, and it's just, like, sort of surreal. It's crazy. It's
really... So what sort of places have you played so far?
So we played Relevant, Portland's, Strawberry Fair...
And then
we've got the band battle.
Yeah, and basketball.
At us primary school. And then we've got the Berry Sound coming up, which is going to be good. We're looking forward to it.
So how did you get involved in Berry Sound? How did you find out about it?
I think Mr. Rose just signed
us up. Yeah, a lot of our gigs, Mr. Rose just signs us up, and then my mum just comes and she's like, Sam, do you want to do this gig? And I'm like, why would I not want to do it, mum?
And you haven't played at Haverhill Arts Centre before, have you?
No, we haven't. So it's going to be a surprise when we do.
How would it be a surprise?
Well, like, you know, it could be from like a massive, like grand, like arena to like something small,
like a cafe.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, a lot.
Okay, now we're here at the Apex today. Is this the first time you've been here?
I've never been to Bury ever before.
Yeah.
Right, so this is an adventure for you. If you get to the grand final, you know the grand final is held here.
Yeah.
What do you think of this place?
It's really nice. I really like it.
I can imagine it will be a lot more loud when it's filled with people. But as I walked up those stairs, I kind of felt like a VIP, how it was all, like, empty.
Yeah, everything was, like, closed.
All you could hear is just your tiny little footsteps, you know, going...
This is going to sound really weird, but, like, you know when, like, you run, like, a fresh batch of, like, on, like, a big, like, big stairs, and you just run along them? It's really satisfying. I don't know why I said that, but...
All right, so let's talk about your music. What sort of music do you guys play?
Alternative
punk,
rock.
Pop rock. Like, pop.
Yeah.
Blush, punk. Yeah.
Grunge.
You would know Ian, because you've heard it before.
And this is all your own stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're not a covers band, are you?
No. When we did our first ever gig together at the Year 6 talent show, we played Holiday by Green Day.
No, that was at the Portland Arms.
That was both.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
All right, so when you're coming up with your own stuff, who writes your music, or do you
do it as a group? We all do. Sometimes we do it as a group, like Pandora's Box and Rex Radio, that will be on our album, coming hopefully in the summer. And then sometimes just do it alone.
The thing is about when I'm writing songs, I like to... It's really a good way for me to, like, channel my emotions into something, because if I'm like really angry at something, then I'm like I play like a Lithium song or something, like yay when I'm really angry, and then when I'm really sad, like, and so I just don't know what to do.
Didn't you write What to Do when you were like really cross with someone?
No, I wrote What to Do when
homework.
No, it was on a Sunday evening, and I was sad that it was going to be Monday tomorrow.
I think we all know how that feels.
Yep.
How long does it take you to write a song normally and then learn it?
Well, normally, altogether, it would take maybe a couple of hours, but...
Even practicing? Nah, a few days.
Yeah, but yeah. Definitely
like
practicing.
To practice, but like writing the actual song will take like
yeah.
4 hours.
Yeah.
Sometimes days if we like... want it to be like a really powerful song.
Yeah, we take our time.
And how often do you practice?
Like once or twice every week.
But it's not like every Wednesday and every Thursday. It's like we just have this vibration group chat on WhatsApp where hey, do you want to have a band practice? And then we just go, like, today we had a band practice earlier this morning. And,
So
yeah.
What do your parents make of it when you all turn up and start making this huge racket?
Say it's a racket?
Oh, I'm going to say my...
Turn the noise down!
That's what Alistair's brothers usually do.
Yeah.
They come in, so Kathy's always like, yeah, keep the door open and we'll listen to you downstairs. And then one of Alistair's brothers just comes and he just shuts the door and says, turn it down. And then Kathy comes back up and he says... Why did you shut the door? And it just goes on like that for like a few hours.
Yep.
So how many songs has Vibration got at the moment?
Probably about No, it's like 10.
Well,
like,
or 11.
We've probably written about like 50, like 20 at least. But then like we've only got like 10 like official like ones. The other 10 we like scrapped. Like,
yeah, because a lot of our songs actually come from old songs. Like a song that's on that EP called Brain Bomb.
Yeah, that came from a song called Red that me and Alistair wrote.
Terrible.
It wasn't that bad. Like, we wrote it in year 5, and, well, no, it was quite bad. And then we just adapted it, and now it's Brain Bomb.
Yeah.
Remember that time when we were doing fun and you replaced your best pal with a bunch of fishing vultures hiding in the third floor of a car park, smoking nothing to ask for. You should be in school to psychology, not with some practice for the girl to like them. You used to be the one who'd help me when I'm struggling, not even being bullied by them. It's really just that simple. Yeah, well, look at you now, going out with a cool expelled kid. Look at your teenage face, you've got command to my brain. To be the one who'd help me when I'm struggling, not even being bullied by them. It's really just that simple. Yeah, well, look at you now, going out with a cool expelled kid. Look at your teenage face, you struck a match to my brain. Gonna put up with you, they just show up punks. You want your attention, look into the bright side of you. You used to be the one who helped me when I'm struggling. Oh yeah, let's go. Even being bullied by them, it's really just that simple. Yeah, well, look at you now, going out with a cool expelled kid. Just look at your teenage face, you've struck a match to my brain bomb.
So all your songs are absolutely brilliant, we realise that. How do you choose which songs you're going to play at Bury Sound? Because if you've got 15 or 20 songs,
well,
you've only got 25 minutes, so how do you pick your favourite
ones? We've only got like 10 that we like really like that's going in the album. So we just choose like our most confident, best songs.
And we know when we're playing.
Let me know
which songs we're going to do and which ones we're not.
A lot of the gigs we do the gig and then I don't know, maybe it's just me. But I think those two, when we did our EP release gig, I was, it was like the 20th of November when I found out about it-ish. And then I remember thinking, it's ages away, it's the 9th of December.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on like the 1st of December, I wasn't even thinking about it. Then on like the 5th of December, they were like, okay, you're going over to Ali's to practice. And I was like, we don't have anything to practice about. And he's like, yeah, your EP release gig.
So how long have you been practicing for Bury Sound? Because this is the big gig, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the big gig, and then we got another one I think at Strawberry, competing to the main stage Strawberry Fair. But for this one, I know it's gonna sound really bad, but today was probably like our first practice. Something.
No, it wasn't.
Right. No, because we've been practicing our songs, but today.
Yeah, because we had loads of actual practice gigs where we practiced the stuff that we were going to use for Berry Sam and stuff like that. And I just turned around and looked behind me, and everyone is going like with their hands in their heads, like, what are they saying?
You do realise it's this Friday, don't you?
Yeah.
Are you skipping school this week? Are you just going to rehearse this?
You know,
I wouldn't mind doing that.
There's a look of horror just over the other side of the studio there. So you're putting a lot of time into this one. Are you looking forward to meeting the other bands that are playing?
Yeah, it's going to be a very fun competition.
Gabby Rivers, which she's performed at loads of our other gigs, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Gabby was in Heat 1, wasn't she?
Yeah. She's not performing with us. We're
performing against, I think,
the Broccoli Kings, For the Hornets, History and Law, Shannon Elderson, and then us.
Elston, sorry. Yeah.
Wait.
Gabby was playing in Heat 1.
Yeah.
She actually won it.
Whoa, did she?
Yeah, so she is through.
That's
to
not
the
surprising.
Final.
Yeah,
that's
she's really good.
Influx of Insanity, we played with them at the Portland Arms.
Yeah, they were really good.
So you're really obviously excited and a little bit hyper about this.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. Hopefully we can win. Hopefully we get to the finals.
Are you going to calm down before you go on stage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or are you just going to turn the room upside down?
It's always like
we should bring. Yeah, whenever, we should come in with like a storm of energy.
Whenever Jack goes on the stage, you can see this if you go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to Vibration. They're amazing. Yep. And so if you go to our YouTube channel, you can see in her eyes that song, one of the songs that's on the EP. At the end of the song, Jack always looks like he's got shot by a bullet and he just falls down.
I fall down and
he carries on playing. And it's just amazing. I love it.
So come on, you've already got an advert in for your YouTube channel.
Yep.
You tried to sneak one in. Tell us properly, how do we find your YouTube channel?
So we're not that popular yet. We only have going on to 80 subscribers, but
that's better than nothing.
So the thing is, you have to type in Vibration into YouTube.
Vibration then band, it's easier, and then it just comes up.
Oh really?
And then it'll be like Vibration in like a hat sort thing. Just click on that.
You could have told me that
also
before.
We have a Spotify account, so yeah.
I'm so happy.
Hi, you're listening to the Bury Sound Preview Show on Cambridge 105 with me, Ian Bonham. So far this evening, I've met Shannon Elsdon and also had a quite unforgettable chat there with Vibration. Next up, joining me via Skype, I meet Ads from For the Hornets. Ads, tell me a little bit about the band, first of all. How would you introduce yourself and describe yourselves to people?
Well, to be honest, we're an eclectic mix of people. Combining an eclectic mix of sounds and genres, culminating in a bit of a crazy live show, to be honest. We're definitely a live band as opposed to a sort of an album band, although, you know, obviously we're very proud of our music and the albums we put out. I think we're a band you have to see live to really appreciate, to be honest. Yeah. A lot of people turn around and say that that's the thing that they take away the most from.
I can imagine. I've watched your video on YouTube for Are You Sitting Comfortably. The note I've got written down in front of me is just one word, energy.
Yeah.
There was a huge amount of energy in that video. Does that also happen on the live show?
100%. Yeah. Every show we give 100% of the energy there. It's just, you know, we don't like these bands that sort of, you know, I mean, every band's different, but personally, I like seeing a band that's going for it and is putting that energy in and putting that excitement in, because I like seeing that. So that's the sort of band that I put out there.
When I was watching that video, I was trying to nail down an influence or genre for you, and I really couldn't. Who would you say your influences are?
Well, personally, I'm quite into metal and rock. Also sort of rap is sort of in there as well. And then in that song in particular, I was sort of quite influenced by sort of ska punk bands like Faintest Idea that are from King's Lynn. Like that was quite a big influence for me for that particular song. But it all depends, really. I mean, it genuinely depends on the song for me. So sometimes I'll sit down and say, you know what, I wanted to write a song in the style of Korn, which is my favourite band. And sometimes I'll be like, actually, I want to do a Rage Against the Machine style song. And sometimes I'll do something a bit more obscure, you know, like a ska punk song. And it all kind of just depends on what vibe I'm going for personally. Yeah, and everyone else in the band have their own influences that then kind of add to that style. So like the guitarist, Gabby, he's really into like bands like The Who and the Beatles and things like that. So his thing kind of comes in there, and it all melds into this strange mix of things that I think works and creates something that's a bit more, you know, like you'll get something different with each song.
So you understand each other pretty well then, and know each other's styles. How long have you all been together?
Guitarist is a latecomer in the band. He's only been with us for about 2 years. The band's been going for about 2 years as For the Hornets. But the drummer and bassist and I have been were in a band before, totally different genre and totally different style. But we've been sort of playing together for about 6 or 7 years, I suppose, really now. So I've known him for quite a while now. I've been playing together for quite a while. So we definitely we're really tight as a band and as mates as well. You know, we can kind of, you know, we can jam quite easily, and these ideas will bounce off each other quite well, which I'm pretty happy with, really.
So how many gigs have you done so far as the current lineup?
We've done quite a few. We've been quite busy. It's probably the busiest band I've been in. I couldn't say, to be honest. We do actually have on our Facebook, we've put out a tour poster of every single gig that we've done, and it's a fairly sizable list. And that's sort of every year for the last 2 years or whatever, we've kind of been going pretty strong. You know, we're not necessarily every week, but you know, it's a good couple of gigs a month, which, you know, I'm happy with, because it's, you know, especially with the amount of energy and stuff that we put in, it's I think if I was doing it every day, I don't know what I'd be doing.
Walking down, he's running down, facing the this vow, but I hunt this brown. Blood running up and change my mind. Make it all bad, be one of their kind. My turn to war with a lame little twat. Nothing but a gun to the baseball bat. Like an ape with a red hat on. That's how we run this world. That's how they run this game. Oi! 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 Our crooked swords cut out the power, sitting up there, your ivory tower. All the money it saves and land. Do what I say, I'll fill my cap. Kill the leaders and roll the walls. Coming to me, you ain't gonna fall.
Few gigs. Why Bury Sound then?
I know quite a few bands that have done it in the past, and they're all fantastic bands. Tundra, for example, I saw them supporting for the Marmosets, and then we then played with them a couple of months ago. And they're a great band, fantastic bunch of guys. They played very down. I think Cult have done it before, and Sunlight for Honey, previously Maverick, all bands we've played with, and all really great people. So it's kind of one of those things that I've always wanted to do, seeing the bands that have done it, and be amongst those bands. It's definitely something that I wanted to get into, and obviously playing new venues as well. Really, we're playing the Arts Centre in Haverhill on the Friday. And never played there before. And obviously the potential to play the Apex would be brilliant. You know, we're always excited to do that. And also to reach out to a new audience as well. That's always that's the main thing for me, really.
One of the things I noticed on the YouTube of Are You Sitting Comfortably, there was a little note on the bottom there saying it was the clean version, the clean edit.
Yeah.
You do realise there are 12-year-olds in the competition this year. Will the language get fruity, or will you be watching yourselves?
Well, you know, we do have the naughty words in our songs, and yeah, obviously in the music video itself, there are versions where it is, you know, where it's got lots of effing and jeffing, as it were, in it. Because we're an angry band, and that's kind of the thing. But we've played festivals and stuff before where there've been kids, and I think, to be honest, it's with any gig, you know, you read your room. You know, if I see a bunch of 12-year-olds and young kiddies out there, I'm not going to start, you know, doing the sort of stage moves I do in front of a bunch of drunk you know, blokes and women, you know, in a club in London. You know, it's you read your room.
You're listening to the Bury Sound Preview Show with Ian Bonham on Cambridge 105. I think one thing I do want to see from Bury Sound 2019 is For the Hornets there doing a collaboration with Vibration. I think that's got to be worth seeing. Before we go this week, we have got one final interview. We're going to meet Mary and Harry of The Broccoli King.
Okay, Mary and Harry. Broccoli King. Where did that name come from?
Well, we're just around the meal table discussing band names. It came up, and nobody else has it, so there you go.
You're around the meal table. Were you eating at the time?
Yes.
Was broccoli involved in this?
Yeah. My mum loves broccoli. She always gives us broccoli.
So tell me a little bit about the music.
Well, I'll let Mary start with this.
So we started writing music in, I think, December last year, wasn't it, Harry? No, not December last year. December, I'd say, in 2017. And then after that, in 2018, we started focusing our music more towards like the soul area. So one of our most recent uploads, called When I First Saw You, which is Harry's new song, we added some more interesting stuff to make it a bit better, didn't we, Harry?
Yeah, no, we've been really developing. We've basically spent the past 2 years, I'd say, developing our songwriting. You know, we kind of work together on it, so it's... No, I think style-wise, yeah, we have a lot of influences. I play the guitar, so I kind of started as a rock guy. But, you know, over the years, we've been listening to various other things, R&B, soul, funk, you know, lots of things. It kind of goes into it, and, yeah, it goes into our songwriting.
Okay, so it's a collaborative songwriting. It's not Mary taking the lead or Harry. You work together on it.
Mm.
Definitely.
And do you play an instrument as well, Mary?
So right now I'm learning some instruments, but I'm mainly singing, so, yeah.
Which instruments are you learning?
So right now I'm learning the guitar, the bass guitar, and the piano.
Just to keep yourself busy. Anything else you're going to throw in there?
Ukulele.
I was talking to someone earlier on who also plays the ukulele. That seems to be making a big comeback, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Is it difficult to play?
Well, Harry's been teaching me the instruments, and of course he's really good at playing, so it's, of course, and obviously because of his teaching, it's been quite easy to pick up, so.
So how long have you been playing, Harry?
Well, I guess I'd say since about 12, I don't know, I started out playing bass and guitar and kind of school bands, jamming with mates and stuff, and it developed into, I don't know, kind of an obsession, I guess. I guess you'd call it that. I don't know. I play a lot of guitar, and yes, it's what I love doing.
Do you take lessons, or are you self-taught?
Self-taught. I took double bass lessons. That was a big part of, I did that for a long time. But guitar, self-taught.
Okay, and have you played in a band before, or do you just work together?
As I said, I play with mates. That was my main thing. I played in school bands as well. Like, we had a school jazz band. That was very formative for me. I played bass in that. That was a big thing for me. But yeah, a lot of the stuff I've been doing over the years is I composing, writing songs. That is my thing. So yeah, that's what Mary and I've been working on for the past that's what Mary and I work on together. It's what we do.
Okay, so where do you go for lyrics? Where does the inspiration come from when you're writing?
It kind of depends, really, because Harry and I collaboratively write the lyrics together. And sometimes Harry's like, so what's been going on with your life recently, like in school and stuff? So, for instance, one of our songs called Leave Me Alone. Some people in my school are just, like, talking bad stuff about my music and stuff. So I came and talked to Harry, and we decided that, you know, to show how it's you're not just alone yourself, we decided to write a song about it together.
And working together as brother and sister, obviously, you go out and do a performance, something goes wrong, you're going to be bringing that home with you, aren't you? Do you get into fights at home over the music? Do you say, oh, you dropped a note here, and that's your fault, and how does that work?
I mean, we're brother and sister. There's always a little bit of, you know, back and forth. But, you know, it's harmless. It's constructive. Yeah. You know, we practice a lot. So that's we discuss each other's stuff. You know, we review things. You know,
we just want to make each other feel better about our stuff, don't we, Harry?
Yeah, we got to get it good.
Okay. And do you play in venues at the moment? Have you been out and played at all?
Well, we're really just starting. A while ago, we did play, it was about a year and a half ago, we did play a big charity gig. We called it Believing in People Concert. We played Great St. Mary's Church in Cambridge. It was raising money for homeless charities around Cambridge. So that was interesting. We learned a lot from that, and we spent the past year basically kind of developing our songwriting, coming up with an act, you know, really rehearsing. We have a singing coach, a guy called Sean Williams, who's touring with Craig David right now, actually. He's a great friend of ours.
Yeah.
And that's what we've been doing. So we're just starting out. The Berry Sound, I guess, is where we begin.
So yeah. How did you find out about Berry Sound?
So we were looking for competitions, and this one is so high profile, we decided we wanted to sign up. And we managed to get through, so...
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It seems like a nice opportunity as well to meet other bands, you know, which is something we really want to do, get involved in the scene, so...
Okay, what do you think of the music scene around Berry? Do you know much about it, or around
No, I'd really like to get to know about it, though, because I've actually played the Apex Theatre before at a school concert, but, no, I've heard lots of things. I've got friends, you know, who play in various bands and stuff, so it's... we definitely like to get involved in the live stuff, because as much as we like making YouTube videos and songwriting, we also love... playing, we want people to hear it, you know?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so you're playing in Haverhill. Cool. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, massively, yeah. We're really looking forward to
I'm
it,
so
you know?
Pumped.
We're looking forward to it, definitely.
And have you got a lot of mates that are going to be going along as well?
Yeah, we bring on, I don't know, probably about 15 to 20 people. I mean, yeah, we've got quite a few people coming. So it's going to be nice.
Is this part of the plan? You're going to take as many people as possible to make as much noise as possible. That's going to swing the wind for you.
I know. Our main plan is just to play our songs, sing our hearts out. You know, exactly. that's our plan. Just, you know, enjoy it, really.
And do you have a stage show planned, or do you just sit there and play the music?
Oh, we do have a set list. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we have. We've been practicing our set.
You're not giving anything away here, are you? We'll look forward to that.
Yeah, you've got to keep the mystery.
How many tracks have you written now?
I'd say around 20.
Yeah, we've got about 15 to 20 in the back, and more to come as well. But we're quite prolific. We come up with lots of good ideas. But for the Heat 3 we're playing in, we're going to be playing 6 of our songs, which we hope everyone will like.
How do you go about narrowing down the 6 songs that you're going to play from this catalogue of 20 at the moment?
Well, the ones that we enjoyed. Yeah. We also, like, we enjoy all of our songs, but, like, we just picked 6 that worked really well together. So we thought, why not? Let's just play these, practice these.
They're recent as well, so.
And they're quite recent, that, yeah. Yeah.
But, they're really nice songs, and they're very fun to play, very fun to sing, so hopefully... We're hoping that, you know, the crowd will respond, you know, people will vibe with it, you know.
And how much practice has been going in so far?
We practice most days. I'm in university at Cambridge, and we happen to live in Cambridge as well, so it's very helpful.
It's very useful.
You know, I can just come around the house, you know, when I'm free, and yeah, we practice pretty often.
If people want to hear more about your music, do you have social media feeds, like a Facebook or Twitter that people can get onto?
Yes, we have YouTube and we have Twitter, which are both called The Broccoli King.
YouTube.com/TheBroccoliKing.
Harry.
And on Twitter, @HLCoatsMusic.
Do you do advertising?
Exactly. You've got to do the advertising voice, yeah.
That's excellent. You've got
the
music
Broccoli King.
You've got music demos on there.
Yeah, yeah. We've got our other passion is making videos. So
yeah,
we make music videos basically, but that's where our songs are. We just look up YouTube.com/TheBroccoliKing, that's where we are.